Commissioner Brennan,
Present.
Commissioner Rainey,
Here.
Vice Chair Gardena,
Here.
and Chair Blumenberg.
Here.
And real quick note, since Vice Chair Gardena is remote, all actions will need to be roll call.
Call
I
votes.
just remembered that.
Very Thanks, Jackie.
Apologies.
There will be no speed records tonight. All right, we'll move on to approval of the minutes from our February 21st, 2024 meeting. Commissioners, comments on those minutes?
Agenda first.
Thank you. I crossed that one off my list. All right, we'll back up to the agenda. Any comments on tonight's agenda?
I move the agenda as presented. Second.
All right, I've got a motion and a second to adopt the agenda as presented. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Vice Chair Gardena?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 5-0.
All right. So now we'll move on to the minutes. Comments, questions on our February 21st minutes?
Having reviewed the minutes and being present, I'll go ahead and move the minutes.
Got a motion?
Second.
And a second. Motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Vice Chair Gardena?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 5-0.
All right, we'll move on to public communications, an opportunity for the public to address the commission on items that are not on tonight's agenda. Don't see anyone in person here, unfortunately, even though I gave him such a grand appeal at our tenant meeting.
You did.
The rain, it was the rain. So nobody in person tonight, anyone online?
There are no public speakers.
Okay, no public speakers. So we will close public communications. Move on to our closed session report. Counselor?
Chair Blumenberg, members of the board met to discuss the lease listed in the agenda, and no reportable action was taken under the Brown Act.
Thank you. Move on to board communications, opportunity for commissioners to give brief report on port-related issues. Commissioners, anything to report tonight? I'm sorry.
Pardon me, Chair Blumenberg. I'm neglected to announce that the closed session will be reconvened after the public session.
Yeah, so we'll reconvene the closed session, and then after that, we'll come back to open session to report out if there's anything reportable.
Correct.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Thanks for that clarification. We're on the board communications.
No, I just to say I was able to make it to most of the tenant recognition ceremony, and staff, you did a terrific job. It's great to talk with the tenants, and I can verify that our chair made an impassioned plea for participation, and it must have been the rain. But anyway, it's a wonderful event. You guys did a terrific job, and thanks very much for that.
I forget, speaking of terrific job, I wanted to pass on to the chair and vice chair, and certainly Todd and Brian for the presentation to the city council. I thought actually the PowerPoint's excellent. I mean, and John, I imagine some of those are some of your drone shots on there, I think. But great presentation. I thought a great couple of questions, and from both the mayor and from certainly Doug Halter and from even Mike Johnson, and certainly about the ADA, I think, which, you know, it was out of the picture. I thought it was great. And the doggy water bowls, I mean, you know, that's, we're dog friendly. But I do think that, you know, when you saw it on watching it on the screen, I thought I was very impressed in the presentation. And I know it seemed a bit hurried because you had just amount of time, but I thought it was very well done, knowing that you guys only had taken 10 minutes, probably ahead. You hadn't previewed it, but it flowed really well. So thank you for taking the time and reminding them. And I really, again, those slides really portray the harbor as an amazing place. And it is. It's just sometimes we're around it so much we forget. So well done. Thank you.
Tony, anything to add? Yeah, I'll just add the tenant meeting, highlight of the week, highlight of the month. Honestly, it was great to talk to the tenants. I think the meeting with the city council, our presentation to city council, is bearing fruit. Brian, you followed up with a letter about dredging and nudging them on an opportunity here, and I think they're really seriously thinking about it. That will benefit the entire city. So great work.
And sorry, and thank you for mentioning that. That was on my notes. I saw the letter that went out, and it is a complicated issue. I have been on the council probably the second week. It came to me as about dredging when I was a council member. I just, I had no idea we were responsible for that. And, it's technically a city street. I mean, most of those council members probably don't understand that. I would follow up with, either our representative and be able to maybe get 30 minutes of time to explain that, because I wouldn't want to see that opportunity go get lost. If especially, and I think it was very well talked about how much it costs to stage in. Staging's five times more than just the actual work. So I think when you look at it, whether the council even reads it, I think it's important that somebody takes a little time to reach out and maybe carry that just a little bit further. I know I'm going to do that with a couple of council members also.
All right, we will close the board communications and turn to our staff and general manager reports.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for all the feedback. I had met with the chair, vice chair about 2 weeks ago to work on planning for that PowerPoint presentation. What was the messaging we wanted to said? What kind of imagery we wanted to bring forward? And you're right, the council was engaged, and I thought had some good questions and comments. And so a good all-around event, I think, for us. I did have a couple of items from our marketing team who also should be very much thanked, and I will do that on your behalf for the tenant celebration work. As I think we noted, that was our fifth annual tenant celebration. At least one, if not two, had to be conducted remotely, and we were taping that so we could share it
this
with
last
tenants.
One was much more fun.
Great food, and of course, Deep Sea Winery. We thank them for hosting the event, the Conway family. So, all right, March celebrates all things sea themed, coastal and mermaid at Ventura Harbor Village. March is Mermaid Month. Activation days are Saturday, March 16th, and Saturday, March 23rd, from noon to 3 at the village. More than a dozen village businesses have special mermaid or sea themed offers for the month and for these special days. A new mermaid photo op has been installed for the month across from Lost in Socks and the Mermaid Gallery. That seems like a good place for it. A new ad is back up on the electronic signboard on the 101 freeway at the Auto Center with extensive advertising scheduled. We thank them for that opportunity. This month, there is live every weekend and music activation on the waterfront. Takeout patio, as we're calling it. That's the space and is the patio there in front of the former 805 area that we've staff's been working on adding new tables, chairs, umbrellas, landscaping, and now activating it with music and activities as well. This week, a new online contest to enter to win winter whale watching. It's a lot of W's. Tickets with Island Packers plus Coastal Cone ice cream starts tomorrow through March 23rd to inspire whale watch ticket sales and visitation for spring break. And lastly, this Friday and Saturday, the Michael J. Fox Foundation will be shooting part of a documentary fundraising video for the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's research, profiling the rowing team human-powered potential, and the row from California to Hawaii as part of the world's toughest row. In an effort to raise money for Parkinson's research and awareness, utilizing the public launch ramp and some of our docks and picnic space. So we look forward to that and great opportunity to partner with them for that shoot. And that is my report. Thank you.
I'm thinking about rowing from California to Hawaii. And I've sailed that Pacific Ocean, and it is not always. No, no. Ireland to France is tough enough. All right, we'll close our staff and general manager reports. Thank you for the updates. Move on to our consent agenda. Tonight we have two items on the consent. An amendment for Spectrum and approval of amendment one to Spectrum fiber optic installation, and the second item is approval of a new office lease with Loana Healing. Do we have any public comments on the consent agenda? No public comments. So I'll close that. And commissioners, what do you want to do with the consent
agenda? I'll move
the
consent agenda as presented.
I'll second that.
Got a motion and a second, and so shall I assume there's no questions? All right, so I got a motion and a second. Let's do a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Vice Chair Gardena?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 5-0.
All right, we'll move on to our standard agenda. Item number one is a amendment to the professional services agreement with Rincon Consultants. Brian?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. This item was contemplated in the mid-year budget that the commission just approved, and I'll ask that Todd Mitchell provide a brief presentation.
So the words right out of my mouth. This item was contemplated under the mid-year budget. So as per the report and as alluded to in the mid-year budget, Rincon has had to do quite a bit of extra work on our behalf for four different projects that they're working for that are covered under this this one contract. One is the dredging permit amendments. One is related to allowing for the Inner Harbor dredging in what's called D Basin or Area A, which is near the Holiday Inn Express. That material required additional testing because it comes from the farmland. And typically is not tested to the degree that the EPA and the Corps of Engineers felt satisfactory to allow beach placement. So that was required to be completed. That was done. Everything went great. The permit with the Coastal Commission has been satisfied. After the Coastal Commission approved the permit, they came back with additional conditions that required additional plans we needed to prepare. So there's been quite a bit of scope creep in accomplishing that. We're also working on a sand management plan. Coastal Commission requires us to apply for a coastal development permit to manage the sand areas that we have been managing for 30 years, but they decided that they want something different and more formalized. So there's been a lot of agency requirements that were not contemplated back when this originally was budgeted in June 30th, 2023. So I'm back here to ask for additional funding to help them complete these efforts, as well as to support me, really, in overseeing the Outer Harbor dredging and the Inner Harbor dredging. That's my report. Happy to answer questions.
Thank you. Let me ask for any public comments. None in person, none online. So let me turn it over to the commissioners. Any questions on this?
I could. Todd, that area you mentioned by the Holiday Express, it's always been speculated that all these chemicals and all this stuff is coming in from the farmland by the environmental folks and, you know, all that. I'm just curious, what did we find out? And if we did, is it something this board should be doing about
it? The results of the test came back showing that it was suitable for beach placement. To come back with exactly, I don't know the chemical makeup to the degrees of...
Yeah,
But one of the processes is what's called the Southern California Dredge Material Management Team, which is all the regulatory and resource agencies for Southern California meet every 2 weeks or every month. Our project had to come forward. This is what we want to do. The agencies weigh in and say, this is what we're looking for. EPA and the Corps specifically said, we want you to go test that. We produced a testing plan. They approved the testing plan. We came back with the results. They approved the results. We're ready to go.
Well, that's great to hear. And then the other thing, I think we might be able to partner or at least be able to the same management plan. Rincon's going to be working on that piece of it.
CDP is, I have sent Tom an email that he won't have seen because he was driving, asking exactly if any board approval needs before we actually click submit. But the CDP is fully developed. We think, we submitted a draft in September and the Coastal Commission just basically didn't do anything with that. So we stopped waiting and we're just going to submit. They promised the general manager that this would be approved by now, let alone have provided comments on the draft. We've got nothing. So we're moving on without it.
Okay.
We just can't wait any longer.
Well, I know the city has been struggling. We've had a draft management plan since 2007 for the Pierpont area, and they're looking for some help. So obviously they could probably draft your tire in regards to the template. And if you're talking to the city, you might share that information with the public works that you do have it. And especially if you get into the conversation about the dredging of the back keys, we've already done some heavy lifting, creating a template for them to go forward. That might be a little quid pro quo, so to speak, in trying to bring that to fruition. So timing would be excellent.
Yeah, I can say that the development of the sand management plan, we took an approach to basically say, well, what are they going to have issue with? And we basically carved up the entire beach into an area A, an area B, an area C, and an area D. And we prescriptively said, we'll call area A where the beach mats go and where the volleyball courts are and all the things that we would normally do. And they're so disturbed that they would never be habitat. We don't need to come back and do anything ever to do those things. We just write an annual report. The B area, we're getting close to the dune. We're not at the dune. Those, you know, maybe we need monitoring in certain parts of the year. Then we're really close to the dune. We definitely need monitoring. And then level D is we're going to disturb the dune. And this is the remediation plan we're going to do anytime we do it. That's probably where the negotiation could come and they could say, well, we want four times as much planting or removal of non-native plants for every square foot we move. That kind of a thing. And that's what we're working on. We think, based on feedback we've gotten from Robert Smith, actually, and other research that he did for us as to what's been successful elsewhere, we think we actually have a good shot at getting this approved. Still horse trading, but we think that we're on the right.
Yeah, and I would think that could also be utilized to maybe get one of those whale tail grants from this from the Coastal Commission. It's only $10,000, but maybe we work with that nonprofit that came in with the kids. Maybe that's what helps fund them to do the planting or something along that line. But I do think those documents are public document, right? Are they somewhere parked on our website somewhere?
Which?
The sand management plan, the draft.
Well, it's not submitted, so it's,
okay.
When it's a work in progress. It's gone back and forth, so it's not at a point where I would call it. I mean, it could be asked for, but it's not something we've published because we're still.
So when it is submitted finally, it will be a public document to that.
Yeah, like I said, we're days away from submitting the Great. CDP.
Thank you.
Todd, all of this is working towards dredging the Federal Channel, the sand trap, Indian Harbor. When do we expect Manson to be on site again?
Mobilization has started. The fence is up. I think some of the equipment's arriving. The intent is the dredge will show up on or about the 15th and start pumping within 24 hours.
Okay.
Manson expects the Inner Harbor dredging to happen during weather days while doing the Outer Harbor. So when they have to run for cover because the wave conditions are too rough, they'll come in and do the Inner Harbor and then go back out.
Tony?
Just as an FYI for the public or anyone watching, this was an original budget of $165,000, but the board approved this increase back in February. And what this is just basically amending a contract for the increase. So it was predicted. It did come to the board. Staff looked at it, got the increase, and is doing it. And I'm just noting that so that in case people say, oh, it increased from X to Y, is that this was planned, it was disclosed earlier, and that we're now executing the amendment to the contract.
Well said.
Thank you,
Chris.
Quick question, and I applaud your effort to try and get money out of FEMA and OES. Without going into great detail, what's the $120,000 that's emergency related work from this contract that you hope to recover?
So just going back to what I said about having to satisfy the DMMMT's requirements for the additional testing, the dredging in front of the Holiday Inn was last done more than 20 years ago. There's never a need because even though there is some input from that culvert, it's so minute. And what happened last year was completely different than that. So all of the testing that was required without, they also, I didn't refer to it, they also helped me put together the bid package that went out. So they had to help me put together figures that went into that and help define the area that was going to be dredged. They are actually producing the reports and the monitoring that, you know, that goes to the Coastal Commission now. I referenced the plans that the Coastal Commission came back and said, you need to develop more plans. Now we're executing those plans. None of this would be required in this year if we weren't doing Inner Harbor dredging. So every penny they're spending to help us do Inner Harbor dredging, not permit, but to perform the work, is something we're going to seek reimbursement for, partial reimbursement.
All right, looks like we have satisfied all our questions. So do we have a motion?
I move approval as presented.
Second.
So I have a motion and a second to approve Amendment 1 to a professional services agreement with Rincon Consultants. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Stevens?
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Vice Chair Gardena?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 5-0.
All right, we will move on to our second standard agenda item, which is a different amendment to a different service agreement. This one is with Medallion Protective Services. Brian?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. This one was contemplated both in the mid-year budget and in the original fiscal year budget, and Todd will walk you through that.
Yeah, again, the same thing as Commissioner Rainey referred to. Staff has already, we'll say, primed this with the mid-year budget adjustment. There was a retirement that took place in about September. Previously, that employee had been on medical leave, and we had already had Medallion backfilling that position at the time. We continue to do so. We continue to do so today. Then also during the winter festivities, we also increased the level of security through the village, take care of the decorations, to help manage Parade of Lights, which, you know, typically we're seeing 8,700, 8,800 cars per day on those days. Last year, we had problems with vendors showing up that were selling things that were not really, you know, consistent with what we would like to see offered, like hot dogs and such. So keeping a good control on those activities throughout the village was a cost we didn't fully account for when we put the original budget together. There is a nuance here. You are approving a change to the contract, which is not consistent with the change that was in the budget. And the reason for that is we had previously budgeted more money for this service than the contract included. So the amount that we're increasing is actually higher than the amount we've asked for in the mid-year budget. I'm not sure if I've explained that very well, but in essence, the contract was for $50,000. However, the budget allowed for 90. We increased that number by 50,000 at the mid-year budget adjustment. Now we are increasing the contract to capture all of the money that was contemplated, including originally and in the mid-year budget. And that is my report.
Do we have any public comments on this agenda item? Nobody in person, nobody online, so I'll turn over the commissioner's questions. Jackie, no questions?
No, I don't.
I had two questions. So one, I think we're also seeing, especially with the closure of the homeless residents, I would say, I don't know what the right term is, over by the river, we're starting to see a greater population hanging out here at the Port District, right? And this increased security has been helpful to kind of keep that under control. Is that true?
I would definitely say that's true. One of the things we've been really impressed with Medallion's method of providing the security services is they have like a zone check-in. So throughout their patrol, they have to go literally, like, it's not like a QR code, but they basically have to tap to check into all of the checkpoints that we identify with them as to go here. And so they can't just sort of skimp out on what they're doing. Medallion's also provided a vehicle. So it's a security vehicle with the amber lights on top. I think that really elevates the conveying the presence. We just this week talked about maybe we can even further enhance what we're asking them to do by doing after the restrooms lock up automatically at 11 p.m. to go check them. Elevators as well. Harbor Patrol has reported to us that maybe that would be a little bit helpful because we do continue to have that problem. But that's well within the scope of what they're doing and something that they have successfully managed in the past. But I think that the quality of performance has been extremely impressive. We've been really happy. And they, as you'll recall, they won a competitive bid for the contract last year, and we're quite impressed.
Yeah, it's great to get good feedback on a good teammate. So I can see why you'd want to lean on them for a little more help. One more question is about the retired dock master position, or the so we're kind of treating this as temporary fill. Is it reasonable to say that when we do the budget for next year, 6 months from now or 4 months from now, that we're going to make a decision about whether we want to make that a permanent position?
I'll take this one. I don't know that we would be ready within that time frame. Some of the other changes we've made relate to this, and some other things that we didn't talk about in the mid-year budget, but things that I intend to change in the coming months, as I intend to move the security in the next fiscal year under John's supervision. That is a public safety element. I think that makes a lot of sense for us moving forward. So John and Dave Werneberg are going to be working closely together to formulate the new contract in the coming months. Also, the board approved reinstating what was the the management assistant position as part of the mid-year budget. That management assistant position will be providing support to Marina as well in terms of accounting and administrative functions and so on. So I'm going to need time to see both to recruit. We literally just today we're working on updating the job description with Jessica and Todd and the other Jessica, and working on that. We're going to wrap that up, start our recruitment for that. But realistically, having someone on board and beginning to make an impact will take several months. And in terms of budget, I know you were sort of doing the math going 6-4. I mean, really, it starts within about 2 months. So I wouldn't be in a position within 2 to 3 months to make an informed recommendation to the board about refilling that or not. I don't want to end that position. I want to leave it open. And if we feel the need to repopulate that position with a new employee, then that's what we would move forward. If we wanted to end that position, that's something that we would also bring back to the board for consideration.
That thought process makes sense to me. You're doing some staff reorganizations. Give that reorg a chance to kind of settle out, give the new people a chance to get their feet on the ground.
Yeah,
that makes sense. And and the whole agreement with Medallion also makes sense. You have that surge capacity there. So, okay, I understand.
Thank you.
Any other questions, Brian?
No, I'm maybe just a comment and the motion. Just wanted, happy to know that they're still using the medieval technology of the check-in. The old days, you used to just have to check in to get another candle, to walk to the next spot to get another candle. And they knew that you were there because there was a burned out candle. So that technology is alive and living. So I'm proud to move this motion, knowing that we're keeping that technology alive. Thank you.
All right. I have a history lesson, a motion, and a second. A roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Stevens.
Yes.
Commissioner Brennan.
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey.
Yes.
Vice Chair Gardena.
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg.
Yes.
Vote carries 5-0.
All right, we will move on to our third and final item of tonight's agenda, and that's an update on these Pacific storm events.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to ask John to come up and give a report. Thankfully, I think we've had a couple of storms that haven't had huge impacts, but John, take it away.
Happy to report. We're still prepared. Never been more prepared. We haven't let our guard down, but I'm happy to report there hasn't been any issues since the last meeting. There has been some rain today. Looking at the totals, I think we're 2.5 inches above the annual average rainfall for the Ventura area. So looking in the near future, it looks clear, which is good for the dredging. We neither have waves or rain, but we are in the wind part of the year. So we'll probably still be expecting to see a little bit of wind. But yes, all is good and all is safe, and happy to report.
I would add that some of the pictures from the presentation to City Council included those that John and I took during one of those flooding events, and the city engineer did speak to us outside of the meeting to advise us that he was sending cameras through the city's drain system to get additional intelligence on, you know, on what issues may be in there. So we'll look forward to some follow-up on that. But yeah, if you have any questions, John would be the best to take them.
Do you have any public questions for the Harbor Master? No public questions, so we'll close public questions. We'll turn over the commissioners. Brian?
John, the groin that was sort of becoming an island, have we been able to sort of rescue that through bulldozer work or any sand work, or are we just waiting until the dredging comes along?
Fortunately, we haven't had any real big surf events to further that. So what I think we experienced is a little bit of that cliff failing and backfilling that area. But to your answer, no, we haven't done any sand management because we're still in the middle of a sand management plan. But diligently working in that direction.
Thank you.
All right. Seeing no other questions or comments from commissioners, this was a receive only, so we don't need to take a roll call vote. John, thank you for the update. Brian, thank you for the update. Before we adjourn the open session, our next meeting is on the 20th.
Mm-hmm. March 20th.
March 20th. All right. And we got some good stuff on the agenda. So we will adjourn our open session, and then we will immediately go into reconvene our closed session. So we are adjourned from the open session. All right.